Pee-wee got a letter. I hoped it was from his woman, but it wasn't.
Say, Perry, what's your mama's name?
I don't play that mama stuff, Pee-wee, I said.
No, I ain't running no dozens, man,
Pee-wee said.
I just want to know her name.
Mabel.
What's my name?
If you don't know, I'm not telling you, I said.
My name is Pee-wee Gates,
Pee-wee said.
And what is the name on this letter?
I looked at the letter. It had his name on it. But it was from Mama.
How come my mother is sending you a letter?
I asked.
You must have told her about me.
Yeah, I did. Open it up.
Don't be telling me when to open my mail,
Pee-wee said. Pee-wee didn't open the letter all day. I tried to figure out what Mama would have to say to Pee-wee. I had written to her and told her that Lieutenant Carroll had died. Maybe that worried her. Maybe I shouldn't have told her that. People back home didn't want to know about the war. I knew that. But Mama was used to hard times. I thought it would be okay to tell her. Usually, Pee-wee and I went to chow together. But I told him I wasn't hungry. When he went, I looked under his bunk and took Mama's letter out.
Dear Pee-wee, Richard has told me all about you, and you sound like a very fine boy. I wish you all the luck in the world and hope you get the chance to go home to your family. I do not know why Richard went into the army, because he did not seem to be the type. Only I think he was not happy at home. If something happens to him, please tell him that I love him very much. You seem to be his friend, and he will believe you. You can write to me if you want to. Mabel Perry.
It made me sad that Mama had written to Pee-wee to say that she loved me. She hadn't even told me that when I was leaving. I put the letter back and wrote to Mama. I told her that I loved her very much and missed her very much. I had always had a small war with Mama. I was always the bright one, and she always the one that didn't understand what I needed. Now all I could think of was how much I needed her. Wallowick got a rash on the inside of his thigh, his back, and on the inside of his arms. It looked terrible. Everybody took a look at it and offered their opinion on what it might be. Lieutenant Gearhart came into our hooch and saw it and asked Wallowick if he had been having intimate relations with anything with a reptilian background.
Like a snake or a lizard?
Gearhart said with a big smile on his face.
Go fuck yourself,
Wallowick said. Gearhart didn't like Wallowick saying that. You could see it all over his face. But he didn't say anything. Late that night, we watched some television. Security was getting tighter, and we had to cover the windows of the hooch the television was in, which made it just about too hot to watch the thing. We watched Gunsmoke and then a Christmas show. I forgot it was almost Christmas. It got me a little sad, and I was just about to go back to our hooch when all of a sudden, there we were on television. It was the time we had gone out with the television crew.
There I go. Pee-wee said, you know, I sure don't look like no damn soldier.
What you look like is a VC, Monocle said.
I watched the film with the others. They made little comments about how they had felt walking that day and how they were surprised at how the cameras made us look.
Where am I?
I didn't see myself.
There you go, behind me.
I looked older than I thought I did in real life. Older and sloppier. The pictures also made it look as if the photographers were leading the patrol. But what the squad wasn't talking about was the guy walking behind Wallowick. Lieutenant Carroll turned back to make sure we had kept our distances. He seemed for a moment to look directly into the camera. His eyes were quiet, serious, as they always were. And then, as he had to, he turned away from us.